Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Let's get to the final docket. First, Lauren Pazienza. She's going home. Next, an update on Naomi Irion. The Laundrie Petito legal battles continue. A new video in the Jussie Smollett matter, as if things couldn't get worse. And then our dumb criminal of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. If you follow us on our community page on YouTube, you already know about this. I've decided to hang it up. Yep, this is our final show because I'm going to stay at home and be a bulldog dad full time and take care of Miss Winnie the Bulldog. All right, so this is it. It's been great. We've had a good run. We appreciate everything. All right, let's open the docket for April 1st, 2022. And if you haven't done so already, you can still hit that subscribe button. Maybe hit that little bell. Leave me a comment. Say thanks. I don't know. Whatever comes to your mind. But either way, it's been a good run. All right. First on the docket, Lauren Pazienza. That's right. She is going home. Her mother paid the $500,000 bond with a check 3 days after she was allegedly taken to jail. And Lauren Pazienza is facing manslaughter and assault charges in the death of an 87-year-old New York vocal coach by the name of Barbara Gustern. Pazienza's allegedly shoved the elderly woman and called her a biatch just outside her Chelsea home. The following day, after police had identified her and released photos of her leaving the scene, Laura Pazienza turned herself in after weeks of hiding out at her parents' Long Island estate. An update on the Naomi Irion case. Now, there was just Facebook posts the other day stating that the family thought that they were going to find Naomi. Well, it turns out when they were in court with their accused kidnapper, they had already been informed that Naomi had been found. Hence the reason why they were so grief-stricken. Now, the man that has been accused, a Troy driver, has not been charged with murder charges just yet, but one would have to think that it's likely that those will, in fact, be coming. So, sad news. Heart goes out to the family. Well, the Brian Laundrie, Gabby Petito legal wranglings continue. The attorney for the parents of Brian Laundrie have asked a Florida judge to throw out a civil lawsuit filed against the Laundrie family by the parents of the woman Brian is alleged to have and admitted killing. The attorney for the Laundries, Matthew Luca, wrote that the complaint is insufficient and deficient as a matter of law for many reasons, and those deficiencies cannot be cured by an amended complaint. The attorney wrote that the case must be tossed because the gravamen of the claimed wrongdoing is that the Laundries exercised constitutional rights and essentially made no statements to the plaintiff or law enforcement. As a matter of law, Laundrie's silence, the conduct, should not form the basis of an intentional infliction of emotional distress claim. The constitutional rights and the elements necessary for such a cause of action should not change with an amended complaint. And the attorney further wrote, the time period at issue occurred several months ago, and the foundation of the plaintiff's claim, where they claim distress, wanting to find their daughter, has been resolved. There are no more facts that could emerge that would bolster the plaintiff's claim. And I told you when this case came about, I thought, I'm not sure this has any legal merit whatsoever. We'll see if the courts agree or disagree with me on this one and whether you like the Laundries or not, but exercising one's constitutional rights are simply not a basis for an intentional infliction of emotional distress claim, in my humble opinion. Jussie Smollett, the guy that just won't go away. Well, apparently there's some new video floating around out there from the night of February 15th, 2019, which shows the Alcindario brothers telling police for the first time that Jussie Smollett directed them to carry out a fake hate crime weeks earlier. The video even shows the brothers acting out the parts of the attack with the police detectives. Now, the brothers have maintained their story ever since, including under oath that Smollett's criminal trial, in which a Cook County jury convicted Smollett of 5 counts of felony disorderly conduct. As you may recall, he was sentenced to 5 months in the Cook County jail, but was ultimately granted an appeal bond so that he could remain at liberty pending his appeal. And finally, today, that's right, the dumb criminal. Quick recap of the day's contestants throughout the week. First, Lisa Castro called 911 to report being upset because she only received 4 pieces of chicken instead of 8. That's right. Somebody actually called the police for that. Tuesday, a Florida man by the name of James Grouse trapped himself inside a porta potty. Police arrived and searched Mr. Grouse and found a powdery substance later that tested positive for fentanyl. And Wednesday, Joshua Millsap allegedly stole $336.93 worth of sex toys from the adult novelty store. And of course, we read all those items out so that Mr. Millsap will forever be shamed and maybe truly be entitled to the dumb criminal award. Thursday, police in Detroit released a video of a man relieving himself on a snack rack at the gas station after his credit card was declined. After urinating on those, he took some of them with him. Yeah. And then today, a 62-year-old man by the name of Carol Williams came in behind a woman in Miami who was returning home from walking her dog, who also had her little doggy bag where the dog pooped. Well, Carol slammed her head against the wall and tried to strangle her. A witness yelled from the balcony that he was getting ready to call the police, and Mr. Carol fled with the victim's backpack and wallet. Later, police also received a call about a man who fit Carol's description outside a Pizza Hut. Now, police say Mr. Carol denied being a part of the robbery, but he had a stinky brown stain on his shirt. That's right, the dog poop from the little doggy bag. He was arrested, charged with armed robbery and battery, and booked in the county jail, and he is being held without bond. Who goes around beating up little old ladies and taking their dog's poop? Really? That's just stupid. All right. We hope y'all had a wonderful April 1st. It's been fun.